Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me.
Investigative students on the Real Talk for Real People show. And you may be asking yourself, what are we investigating? We are investigating the most important thing, or should be the most important thing in your lives. See, we place too much emphasis on human beings, and they can't do anything for you. Yamsu can't do anything for you. So why place all this emphasis on the Democratic Party, Republican Party, the Independent Party, the Alphabet, Boys and Girls, Black Lives Matter, whatever organization you want to place emphasis on? The Most High said it in Job. The Most High said it in the Proverbs. Man is just a breath of, in this nostrils, here today and gone tomorrow. But we place too much emphasis on human beings. And human beings can't do anything for you. That's why it's imperative that we do these studies. We don't do these studies for a warm, fuzzy feeling. They say, oh, we used to be that way. Yeah, we used to be a lot of things, but what are we today? We're a hot mess. Just look at us, universally speaking. A hot mess. Why are we a hot mess? Because we don't know who our maker is, our almighty, our master. We're servants. How I wish we were smart as animals was. Animals know who their master is. Human beings, on the other hand, they want to be master of everything. And they want to, what is jack of all trades or the master of none? And certainly by the looks of it, that's what we are. Then again, part of these studies are imperative to get to the bottom, to do a bird's-eye view, critical analysis, and our assessment, to turn over every leaf, every stone, dot every I and cross every T. Get to the bottom of it. And so that's what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. And we study the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Some of you like to believe that he's some old man with early onset Alzheimer's dementia. That's certainly not the case. He's sharp, and he's so sharp, and he still has a dry sense of humor. And even that being said, he still loves us. Why would I say that? Because he left this information. Although there are a lot of people who have tried to undermine this information, who have tried to use plagiarism. They've taken some things out and put it in new things and tried to say, we need a new thing. You don't need a new thing. You need the real thing. You need what need to do what the real thing tells you to do. It's true. Then again, that's why imperative that we do these things. May the Most High bless us. Praise and bless his holy name for doing so. So, but before we get started in these studies, I simply want to make a comment. The Most High is at it again in Colorado. A fierce fire is going on, pushed by hurricane winds. Most High must be pretty upset about nothing. I don't know what he's upset about. Don't ask me because I have suspicions. What he is upset about, and rightfully so. Because he said, man, since I made him, he just ain't no good. So if there's some of you think you're something special out there, get it together. You're not. You're a legend in your own mind. You're not special. And you surely need these studies. You surely need a contrite spirit. Your heart, too, to go along with that. But that's something for another time frame. So let me bring on the other lead investigative students to help us get along and do our studies. Sister Yehuda from Detroit, Michigan, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, Sister. How are you feeling today?
Got a little cough. I've been taking, you know what I forgot? When I went to the store the other day, I forgot chicken noodle soup. Ema reminded me. Some reason, I don't know what's in the chicken noodle soup.
I made mine from scratch. I made me some.
You know that's what I should have did? Oh, well.
Yeah, made it. Just get you some chicken. Sushi, who do you? Come on now. Get you some noodles.
No. Wait. You know I ain't got no car, so. I got to rely on the cheering.
The cheering. Yeah, you know you country. The cheer.
Yes, come from North Carolina. Well, I hope all is well on your side, your daughters and sons and wives and mama and sisters, brothers and everybody.
Well, praise y'all, but... my son died when he was 5 years old in a swimming pool accident. From what I've been told, my daughters are doing okay. Mom's doing okay. I have a fiance. I don't think she'd let me have another wife, so I don't have any wife.
Well, you know what? I was assuming. I'm just saying, y'all married anyway. So that's why I say wife.
Yeah, all intents and purposes, yeah, we're married anyway. And she ain't about to let me have no another woman. Okay.
I don't blame her. If you have, I'll help
you. Hell, she. Hey, look here. I wouldn't want to have another. No, I wouldn't want to have another. Hell, she a handful. Truth be told, come on now.
Mr. Power, we
got to
stick together.
Yeah. I ain't knocking her. I'm just like Abraham. Abraham, he tried it. It didn't work out for him. I'm not going to even try it. Sarah put on out of there with the little boy, too, so I ain't about to try it. Okay. Might get put out myself along with him, okay?
Well, I apologize. I was just trying to cover all bases because I don't know.
The
people, yeah. I just want y'all to walk in righteousness and no harm come to nobody that, you know, no harm come to you and you harm nobody. And even goes to a Cotterell family. For all the people I know and don't know that put Most High put a protective covering around
them. Praise y'all. Praise y'all, sir. And thank you for asking. But how is your sons and daughters doing? Yeah, I mean, your
they
son
doing
and
better.
What about the grandbaby? Let me say it like you. What about the grandchildren?
That's funny. Well, the 16-year-old is doing fine. He's healthy. My 13-year-old is healthy. He had to stay with his dad for a while because his sister had COVID.
Oh, okay.
My grandson.
Right.
I wanted a granddaughter. Dang, I guess I didn't have one. I got two beautiful grandsons. Teenagers.
You can have mine.
Oh, they turned that thing.
No, girls, they are lovely. They're beautiful. And we couldn't do anything that, like Jane Brown said. But, you know, they get a certain age. When girls around 12, 13, they are all up on the daddy. Daddy is the best thing since sliced bread. As soon as they get a whiff of their hormones, I know men's are testosterone. What is women? What is women?
Estrogen.
They get a little estrogen and they doing a little extra. Okay.
You got double. I just have one daughter.
Right.
She's better because she's been sick on and off. They went
ahead and
took the shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Long time ago, and I said that's your choice.
I ain't about to do it. Let me tell you that. If the Most High wanted to take me, Sister Judy, I mean, what can I do? I can run, but I can't hide. And ain't no shot gonna save me. The Most High want me. Ain't no shot gonna save me. Okay.
Well, I say this to the listeners before we bring on Cartrell, because both of y'all my brothers. I love you both. I love the whole family.
Yeah.
I'm thankful to the Most High that I got old school doctors. You know about that, fine. You know, but a lot of the young people out there listening don't know.
Right.
First she said, why do you think you need the shot? And she prescribed because she knew at the time I couldn't afford. And then, like I said, my son in September was hit by a drunk driver.
It took him a while.
Yeah, and then he got sick, and then my daughter got sick, and she got sick again. And what people have to realize, it's serious, but it's the change of the weather.
Okay.
And I've been going to this doctor for on and off for 20 years, and she said, look, we need vitamin B12 and this and this and that and that. Just build up your immune system.
Praise God.
And it's your choice.
And eat properly, and do your exercise, and sleep well. I mean, do all those things. And most importantly, pray. Okay?
You and I on the second. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Well, Abby, you know the young sister from Hawaii. How do you spell her name?
Yakara? Oh, she
spelled it.
I spell it different.
How you spell it?
I spell mine Y-A-H.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. K-O-K. I don't know. I forgot how to spell. That's my middle name, and I forgot how to spell it.
Yakara.
Yakara.
Well, I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her. She's graced us with her presence, and so we've made her one of the lead investigative students because we're all students. And I'm glad she took up the offer. So I'm going to bring Sister Yakara home from Hawaii. Sister Yakara, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Elder. Shalom, Israel. May the Most High bless you all.
Thank you very much, Sister.
How's it?
we doing, Sister. We doing. We're glad you're gracing. Like I said, we need a more estrogen on the program. And because you get two sisters on three brothers. Oh man, you might well put six on three. Okay, all right.
His mama done raised him right. Okay.
Oh, it's true.
Thank the Most High for your mama. I'm serious.
Praise God. So, Shakira, how you been doing, sister?
I'm doing good. How about you, Elder?
What's wrong? You sound a little down and out. You all right?
It's a little weird. I didn't have to go to work today, so I'm just like, well, all right.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're going to put you to work tonight. You better believe it, okay? So
give my baby girl some leave.
I'm not going to give her no break on the Real Talk for Real People study. Investigators, everybody put in work. And Sister Yakara going to put in work like everybody. I don't give nobody no pass. Be prepared, little sister. Listen up, study up, and speak up. And then when you speak up, shut up, and sit down, and get a mic back to somebody else, okay? Praise y'all. We're glad to have you on. We love you, sister. And let us bring on, I'm going to sandwich a Cartrell in between the two. See, you got elders on the outside of these shoes looking out for them, and I'm going to put Cartrell on the backside to look after them from the backside. We're going to sandwich them. We're going to look after them. So let me bring on Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. May the Most High bless you, Ezekiel. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Ezekiel ain't around, but I just want to say all praise to the Most High, y'all. And mm-hmm. I'm so blessed to be back on here, y'all, with y'all again. So I just want to get that in for Ezekiel. Find out if he got I got his phone.
Okay.
That boy need help. Okay. Praise God.
Hey, Shalom. All praise and blessing and glory to the Most High, Yah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm just glad to be back on here again. Hear y'all voices. Blessed to have another day and. Just trying to sharpen my spirit and just, you know, hope we can sharpen y'all and meet up in unity in one place with the Most High. So let's continue, keep doing this. Shalom.
Yeah, praise let me y'all. Just say one thing right quick before we bring Contra up. I have to say this. I am so proud of Ezekiel and Yakara.
I am too.
I just love them to life, and I'm so proud of you too. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's good to see the young men and young women of our nation following protocol and procedure by respecting their elders and want to hear what the elders have to say. Unfortunately, in this chapter we're about to study on, we'll show you what happened because of our disobedience towards y'all. And we brought this residual behavior with us to the Western Hemisphere. We still have this, the youths against the elders against the youths, the children against everybody. So we got to get away from that. And I'm very appreciative for Yakara and Ezekiel to love the Most High so much they're willing to humble themselves before the Most High and humble themselves before the elders. Praise y'all.
Ezekiel been adopted by Ema, so that's a big deal. He's one of her babies. I said,
oh. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm the golden child, so.
Whatever. Whatever. Let us bring on, last but not least, our brother Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing, family? Shalom. What's up? Most High bless y'all.
Shalom.
The conversation seems to be guided towards the youth. And Ezekiel talking about he's a golden child. But my prayers are for your son that, you know, passed that far, that the Most High restore his soul. I pray that the Most High restores your son's soul, who lost it at 5 years old.
Yeah, my son.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know he.
That's very touching. It's very touching for you to say that.
No doubt.
Hootie. Yeah, and I'm very appreciative. Thank you very much.
And we're talking about you. 2 days ago was my daughter's birthday. Yesterday was my grandson's birthday. My grandson's going to Penn State. He's studying. Studying to become a doctor. My daughter, she's going to school. There's a youth out there that's 14 years old, and they say he's armed and dangerous. I think he's in Texas. He killed like three other youth.
No.
That's worse.
Yeah, he was armed and dangerous. He was armed and dangerous. Yeah.
I don't think they caught him yet, but it just shows the state of affairs that we're in now, where they are giving that label to a 14-year-old that he's armed and dangerous.
Right.
Also, I don't know if you heard about the tiger being shot.
Yeah.
What happened with that situation?
This worker, who was a cleaner, he cleans up the bathrooms and the kitchens. He wanders over to the tiger's pen, and he's trying to pet the tiger. The tiger locked on his arm. He called 911, and the police came and shot the tiger.
He had the biggest. Wow. They should have shot him. I mean, it only made no sense.
And the tiger they shot, there's only 200 of them in the world today. So now there's only 199.
It was a Sumatran tiger.
Yeah, Sumatran tiger. And you said it earlier, Yansu, animals are smarter and wiser than man. Like you said, the man should have got shot.
Exactly.
Or they should have just fired a shot to scare the tiger, to let him loose. But you're going to put a bullet in a rare tiger? These people have lost their mind.
Well, and it shows, Cartrell. And I was speaking to someone. I had to go on the base today, fellow investigators. I had to go on the base today. And I was talking to this brother. And I said, look here. These people on the airplane, snakes on the plane, this COVID-19 is not making them do that. They want to do it in the first place. They want an excuse to act out. And they're looking for any excuse for any reason to act out. I've been flying since I was 17 years old. And I've never seen nothing of the likes of it. I mean, folks just like I was talking, that woman hit that 80-year-old elder man because he had taken his mask off to eat. Man, these folks lost their mind.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sister Yehudi?
Yes.
Forget about that chicken soup and get you some cod liver oil and some black seed oil. That's all I got.
Okay, we're finished.
That cod liver oil.
I guess she rest that case, didn't quite easily.
Well, send me your address. And if you need me to send it to you, I'll send it to you.
Seriously? I'm not being funny.
Text me your address. I'll send it to you.
You used that stuff for punishment when I was a kid. Cod liver
oil. No. It wasn't punishment. It was building up your immune system.
Well, I have an immune system that's like a steel. So maybe that's what that was, that lemon stuff. Ooh, fish burps.
Fish burps. But Yansu, you talked about the new thing versus the real thing.
Right.
And in Isaiah 2, we read about the day of judgment.
Exactly.
And no one and no organization is preparing humanity or our people for what Yah is coming in Isaiah 2. Trust me.
We try to prepare.
People better wise up.
We try our due diligence. We're more than obligated. We feel this way. That's why we do what we do on this study group here. We try our best to do what we can to reach, because let me tell you something, fellow students investigators that's in the audience. You think that we're broadcasting just in your location? No, this is a universal talk show. There's people all over the universe that are listening and studying right along with us. So we're reaching out. Numbers are growing. Praise the Most High. And this is not a popularity contest. Cartrell, Sushihuti, Yakira, Ezekiel, and I. Okay. We're not trying to be your charismatic leader. You don't have a one leader. We're just trying to get you the best that we got as far as these study sessions are concerned. We don't care about no leadership. We don't care about no titles. We don't care about no leadership, because we know you only have one. Follow him. Be smart as animals. But if you follow Yum Soup, you follow me, you probably get run over across the street. They'll still be picking up your pieces next week. Okay? Don't follow me.
All right? Thanks for the advice. I appreciate it.
Leave me alone. All right.
One more thing real quick. For that tiger,
yes.
Where's the animal cruelty? Where's the brutality of animals and stuff? How come they ain't getting locked up for killing that animal?
True that. He should have been locked up. True that.
Where Peter at? He'll be the first crash one to tell y'all to not eat meat.
Yep.
Don't eat it.
Crash
yep.
dummy.
Yep.
All right.
But
so,
no, ain't no black folks, ain't none of us Israelites going next to no damn cage and put our hand and say, here, kitty, kitty.
You better believe it. All right.
I mean,
so
I did get to see it.
Did you say you got to
when
see
I was,
you saw it?
I got to see baby tigers when I was in Thailand, and I got to see the big lion. I did go up to a lion with a big stick. We had meat on it, and it just licked the stick like it was nothing. I like quickly back
away. You stuck a stick at it?
Huh?
You
no, so in Thailand, they have a zoo where you can, like, they literally had a big lion in a cage. He was just sitting there, like, chilling, and they give you a meat skewer, like a meat kebab. They had, like, pieces of raw meat on it, and they let you go up to the cage, and they let you feed the lion. And then, so I went up to him, and I fed him, and then I walked back slowly.
And
then
I imagine, Jakara. Huh? That lion was saying, I wish I was eating on her.
Yamsu.
Yamsu. Yo, go ahead.
Her name is Yakira, not Yakara.
Well, I'm from the South. I can say it like that.
My granddaughter's name is Yakira. Sister Yehudi's middle name is Yakira, and we have Yakira on the phone.
Sister Yakira, on that note, praise Yah, bless his holy name. We finna get a study. Yakira.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Get him, bro. Get him, big bro.
Thank you, Cartrell. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's calm down, everybody. Let's open up our investigative map, which is the word of Yah, and chapter 3 of Isaiah. He's telling us what we were to become, and we can see the residual effect of what happened to our brothers and sisters in these captivities prior to ours. And we are the residual effect of this. And I'm going to point these out to you, okay? May the Most High bless us. For Yod, the sovereign Elohim of hosts, we're removed from Jerusalem and Yehuda, prop in state, every prop of food, every prop of water, soldier and warrior, magistrate and prophet, augur and elder, captain of 50, magnate and counselor, skilled artisan, and expert enchanters. And he will make boys their rulers. Let me make reference to that. Boys were made our rulers after we were kicked out of the land in those captivities. And look at it now. Juxtaposition it. Residual effect. Boys are our leaders right now in the hood. They're called gangs. They're called rappers. They call entertainers. They call basketball players. Think about it. Boy, elders don't rule. Elders don't rule in this nation, this Western Hemisphere. We're has-been, they said. We're dinosaurs, they said. We ain't got to listen to them old fools, they said. But look at that. They're superseding. If you ever been in the military, you know protocol and procedure. You can't just go to the captain over the sergeant or the master sergeant, the gunny sergeant. You got to go to the sergeant. First, you got to go through your corporal, sergeant, master sergeant, gunny sergeant, and so on and so forth. You just can't reach the lieutenant and the captain. And so by virtue, our nation has lost our continuity in education, of education about the nation, education about who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. And we become fools living on fool's paradise in this Western Hemisphere. And we love being here, too, some of us. We've lost all this. Yes, sir.
The first verse you read.
Yes.
Let us know who our commander, our chief, our king.
Right.
So when it says, for Yah, Elohim of hosts, is going to remove from Jerusalem, and Yehuda.
Exactly.
It's talking about what rank Yah has. So, yeah, we don't respect the ranking of the elders or the mighty men or anything. We forgot about Yah, who is the commander of all that.
Exactly.
And you'll never see that term in the New Testament.
Exactly.
The Lord, God of armies, or God of hosts. Praise
Yah. Praise Yah. And he says, and babe shall govern him. And as I said, just position that to that time, would it happen, and the residual effect of it happening with us now. Who rules us? Babes? Rappers? Gangsters?
Put it this way. Who are we following?
Rappers, gangsters, basketball players, entertainers, shake it, baby, don't break it, twerkers, everything else. Everything else, sadly to say. This is a residual effect of what happened. And it's true. Think about it for a moment. Yom Suf's not lying to you. It's true. And he says, so the people shall oppress one another. What, don't we do that quite well? It's called in the hood. We oppress one another. We call each other all kind of horrible names. We kill each other. We mistreat and abuse each other. We sell drugs to one another. We prostitute our women. We mistreat our children. The residual effect of that. So Yah is not lying. It's true.
What other people do that to themselves?
Exactly. And we're good at it. We're the best at it. We are the best, excellent at doing it, treating each other tacky, trashy, and a terroristic. And sometimes all three, given the circumstances. And then we like to call ourselves our oppressor's name, Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti. All gangs that associate with Italian gangsters. Just the way we treat each other. It's mad. Each oppressing his fellow. And we do that. The residual effect. The young shall bully the old. And they grandma heifer. I done shot Ray Ray and Poo Poo. I see you on the porch, you old heifer. You say anything, I'll put a bullet in you too. We're good at it. Excellent. And the despised shall bully the honor. The least among us shall bully the honorable men and women such as Cottrell, Yakira, Ezekiel, Sushihuri, Yom Suf Arif. The dishonorable among us, the despicable among us, they give them credibility. But for the work Cottrell putting in, Sushihuri, Yakira, and Ezekiel, they try to put it, oh, you niggas don't know what you're talking about. Y'all old timey. Y'all going in the Old Testament. We got new things. It's something new. Get with the program. Get with the program. Get something new. Get the new book. That guy y'all got, he got early onset Alzheimer's and dementia. He's falling off his throne. We got something new for you. Well, who gave to y'all? Well, our oppressors. Because you know he got it going on. We want to be just like him. That's why we worship his God. Because the God look like him too, matter of fact. Even though y'all says, don't obey yourself and submit yourself to idols and images and so on. But forget about what the old fella said on the throne. We got this new fella here. He said we can do all that and then some. Lovely. How lovely.
Come the on, second thing he said to the nation, he said, you can't imagine me to be the likeness of anything in heaven exactly. above or the earth beneath or in the exactly. waters under the heaven.
Exactly.
So you trying to imagine what the Most High looked like, you're wasting your time.
And how ironic for them to make their God look like them. How ironic. And then we run behind it. Oh, I want me some Jesus. Okay. Let me go. For should a man seize his brother in whose father's house there is clothing? Come. Be a chief. They're going to try to make folks leaders over themselves. Just like they're trying to make the youth the leaders of the nation. And so on and so forth, superseding the protocol, most important, the protocol of the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Get rid of him, we can undermine anything and everything. And come on, you leaders. Leaders of the gangbangers, leaders drug dealers, leaders young twerkers, make it work for us. Leaders pimps. Yeah, 50%. Leaders pimps. Yeah. Pimp our women. We want you to be leaders. I mean, we are sick people. We're crazy as we want to be. You remember back in the day, Cartrell and Sushi Hootie, in the 70s, pimps, prostitution, drug dealers, as is today, were the leaders of black culture, dark culture.
Leaders.
Superfly. I want to be, what you want to be? I want to be a pimp. And imagine this. A little girl, 2 or 3 years old, well, 4 years old, 5 years old, going to her first day of elementary school. Not privy to the world at large. And she wants to be a nurse. Imagine her 7 years later. What do you want to be? I want to twerk my behind. I want to be a hoe. Don't you know? I need to make that money. Cut that paper. We're crazy as we want to be, and the evidence speaks for itself. Yom Suka's not saying it. Look at the evidence in our communities. We pick the most despicable people to follow. Drug dealers, pimps, prostitutes, twerkers, rappers that's not rapping about anything that's constructive and a positive. And y'all ain't lying. Come be a chief over us. Let this ruin be under your care. Let the hood be under your care. Let the hood be under you.
And we claim it, don't we?
Man, don't we though? Don't we though? The residual effect. The others will thereupon protest. I will not be a dresser of wounds. I ain't going to do the right thing with no food or clothing in my house. You should not make me chief of a people. And those that are even have good intentions. As I speak, and I am amended about this, when I talk about us taking care of one another, when I'm talking about us taking care of the widow woman, the poor, the needy, the homeless, the orphan, and even the good among us don't even want to be leaders. Even the good among us don't want to show what Yah says and what Yah does. We try to run away from it. We try to shirk our responsibilities. Now, I don't want to lead y'all. Y'all ain't about nothing. Y'all don't want nothing. I ain't going to get involved with that. No, you need to get involved with that because that's you are duty bound. You're mandated to do that. You can't get away from it. He says, Ah, Jerusalem has stumbled. Yehuda has fallen. Because by word and deed, by their words and their actions, they insult the Elohim, defying his majestic glance. Their partiality and judgment accuses them. They are partial in their judgments. They avow their sins like Sodom. They put it all out there, just like this. They had a parade, I guess, like the alphabet boys and girls, a pride parade. So they just put it on out there. Y'all doing it just like the alphabet boys, a residual check now. Y'all have a parade. Yeah.
They brought evil upon them.
Yeah. They just put it out there. Hey, I'm proud. Gay pride. And we're doing the very same thing. Yeah. We were doing the very same thing.
We the poster child.
Yeah, we the poster child for that. And matter of fact, they let us lead the parades. They have vowed their sins like Sodom. They do not conceal them, and they certainly don't. Not then and not now, the residual effect of this. Woe to them, for ill, they sick. Have they served themselves? They're sick because they're serving themselves. Hail the just man. But then again, Yah said, all is not forsaken. There's an antidote and a solution, as long as you're following the procedure and protocol and the codification. Hail the just man, for he shall fare well, even in this Western Hemisphere. He shall eat the fruit of his work. Woe to the wicked man, for he shall fare ill. It ain't, you know, right now he think he got it going on. He think he got it going on like a pot of neck bones, as we said. But in the final analysis, it ain't going to work out for him. That's what Yah said. Now, I didn't say that. Yah said it. As his hand has dwelt, so shall it be done. He shall reap what he sows. So if you contemplate the hell with what Yom Su talking about, I'm going to let these babies lead me. I'm going to let the prostitutes lead me. I'm going to let the drug dealers lead me. I'm going to let the gangbangers lead me. I'm going to let the rappers lead me. I'm going to let all these babies lead me. They're going to lead you to Heartbreak Hotel. Because you're going to reap what you sow. That's what Yah said. Yom Su didn't say that. My people's rulers are babes. He says it again and again. Look at the evidence. It doesn't lie. Look at our so-called hoods. It doesn't lie. Look at the residual effect of the base ruling this nation. It doesn't lie. The evidence does not lie. Yah does not lie. It is governed by women. That ain't no good thing. If it's a bad woman. Now, it's a good thing if she's the woman of Yah. Because it's women of Yah has led this nation, been judges of this nation, protected this nation, looked out for this nation, when this nation couldn't do anything for itself. But now, on the other hand, when you got women that's crooked in a dog's hind leg, just like these men are crooked in a dog's hind leg, it ain't working out too well. Whether or not you hollering at men ain't doing right, some of you sisters, or hollering at you men, you all ain't no good. And then, on the other hand, some of the men that talk about, some of you sisters, you all ain't no good. All of you not no good if you're not following Yah. Men and women alike. So don't try to use that as a justification of doing what you're doing. Whether you're a female or a man, male in this nation. If you're not following what Yah said, it's not going to work out too well for you. So don't try to blame the men and don't try to blame the women. You ought to be blaming each other. It's true. Oh, my people, your leaders are misleaders. They're misleading you. They're talking about Black Lives Matter, the alphabet boys and girls. They talk about the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. They talk Independent Party. They are misleading you. There is no solution in those parties, in our organization. They're only lying to you, and you're lying to yourselves. Stop it.
And y'all see?
Yes.
Irony of it all.
Nice. Say it again, my brother.
I said the irony of it all is that our sisters are leading the charge in this political system.
Oh yeah, the Democrats, they got old smoking, sleeping Joe Biden up in there.
That's right.
And what did he do for them?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. Y'all ain't lying. But now, I ain't knocking the sisters. We got some good sisters. like Yehudi, like Yakira, that leads the nation in the right direction, like Hadasha. Hadasha with Mordecai.
Deborah.
The women that saved the nation in misery when they refused to kill the Hebrew Israelite babies. The males.
Queen Esther.
Yeah. I see the good what the sisters do in the nation. And I see the bad what the men do. And vice versa. If they're not following Yah. Praise Yah. Oh, it's true. Yah does not lie. The Elohim stands up to plead a cause. Hold on. They have confused the course of your past, and we're totally confused about everything. I say it all the time. You got some of these so-called misleaders are telling our people, go take the vaccine. I see them on TV every day talking about looking like walking heads, talking dead. And then these folks who don't even know what they're talking about, they're telling you take a shot upon a shot, a boost upon a boost, and boost that, and we get through boosting that, come get 4 or 5 more boosters. These people don't know what the hell they're doing.
And Yamsu.
Yes.
We read yesterday what the Most High is going to do with the prideful people and the arrogant people, and we're trying to follow people that are prideful and arrogant.
Exactly. Exactly. And y'all don't like Katriel. The Elohim stands up to plead a cause. He rises. Y'all, don't y'all get this? You misleaders, them babies, them crooked men and crooked women can't do nothing for you. Whoever put you in this situation is the only somebody can get you out of this situation. It says, y'all stands up to plead a cause, which is ours. He rises to champion the people. Y'all will bring his charge against the elders and the officers of his people. He going to charge and indict them. It is you
who
has ravished the nation. He going to charge and indict them.
Who he starting with?
He's starting with us, first and foremost. Elders better get it straight. I don't need no trouble.
The elders and his heads and the people.
Exactly. I don't need no trust.
The leaders and the people.
Yeah.
The elders did
so
it first.
It would be best that the elders know themselves, right? So they know Yah, right? So that they can lead the people. So there's a lot sitting on the elders' shoulders right now. So,
Exactly. And so it should. And so it should, sister. Because it's been that way all the time. It's been that, elders just can't shirk their responsibilities because folk don't like what they're saying, and folk don't like them. But you got to always correct people, and then if a fool don't want to hear, let them go. But you can't tell them what they like because that's what they want to hear. Well, don't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. I don't want to hear that. I'm gonna tell you what y'all says. I ain't gonna run behind you. I'm gonna do like Noah. I'm gonna let that rain speak. I'm going to let Yah's rain speak to you because it's going to speak to you. But it's Cartrell's duty. It's just Sahuti's duty. And one day, Sister Kira, and one day, Ezekiel, it's going to be your responsibility as elders to speak the truth to people. And this is not a like business. This is a Yah business because we're spokesperson for Yah. So whether they like it or not, you got to tell them the truth. And I can imagine Noah on that ark, and I can imagine the people down there that laughing and ridiculing him. What you doing up there, fool? This big old boy on his leg. Yeah.
Until their first drop.
We focused on the elders just now, but I ain't just focusing on the elders. He started with the elders, but it's the elders, the leaders, and the people, man, women, and child. Everybody's responsible.
We all in this together.
Yes.
Don't think you're going to get away because you're a child. Don't think you're going to get away just because you're a woman. Don't think you're going to get away just because you're a leader. Ain't nobody going to get away. Do your job. You're morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less than what Yah tells you to do. If you do any less, all of us, it's going to be on you. You can't get away from it. Stop lying to yourselves. And he says, now I'm about to hurry along, because God, I want to hand this out to these fine brothers and sisters so they can go over it and turn every leaf and everything. So I'm going to hurry along. Against the elders, the officers of his people, it is you who have ravaged the vineyards, which is us. Mm-hmm. That which was robbed from the poor in your houses, how dare you crush my people and grind the faces of the poor?
What?
How dare you crush my people and grind the faces of the poor? Yah loves his people. Say my Elohim, Yah of hosts. Yah said, and here again come our sisters, the residual effect, trinket baby, because the daughters of Zion are so vain. Aren't they still? Aren't they still? If they don't have no Yah in them, aren't they still? Walk
my
with head thrown back. Yeah. Walk with their head thrown, shake, shake, baby, twerk it. With roving eyes. Look at you, a woman of our nation should have some sense of humility. I'm not saying you can't look at men and whatnot, but you stand at men like you a man. Are you looking at in his eyes like you a man? That's not
called being shameful.
Right,
being
that's not fruit. That's not the woman.
Not being shameful. Yeah.
Right. It's not the Proverb woman, chapter 31. That ain't that kind of woman. It ain't nothing wrong with a woman going out in the business field and whatnot, and like the Proverb woman. But there's a way to comport yourself. Not all arrogant and haughty like you a man. You not no man. That's not to put nothing down you. But you got a role. Stay in your lane. Stop trying to be a man. You not no man. Stop trying to act like a man. You ain't no man. And some of you fellas need to stop trying to act like girls, because people get tired of y'all switching and swatching, marching in the parades, because you ain't no girl. Okay? And our sisters, the residual effect, with missing, with rolling eyes, missing gap, making a twinkling with their feet, my Yah will bear their pace, will bear the top of their head. O daughters of Zion, Yah will uncover them. He will humble them. He will embarrass them. And certainly they are doing a great job embarrassing themselves. Twerk it, baby, work it. Let's go anywhere.
Yeah.
Be arrogant. Let's take your behind everywhere. Take the show on the road. Twerk it in the restaurant. Twerk it in the library. Twerk it in the schoolhouse. Twerk it all over. And be proud of what you are. Be proud of who you are. Stare them in the face with all your arrogance. Come on now. Come on now. Residual effect of what Yah is talking about. Because then when you're not connected with Yah, you connected with something. And it certainly ain't Yah. In that day, my Elohim said, strip off the battery. Now, our women back in the day, boy, they were some of the best dressed. I ain't talking about like they dress now. But our sisters back in the day, ooh, them sisters could dress. But Yah stripped off the battery of the ankles, the fillets of and the crescents, the eardrops, the bracelets, the veils, they had veils. The turbans, they had turbans. The umlets, the sashes, the talismans, the umlets, the signet ring, the nose ring, they had nose rings. The festive robe, they had beautiful robes. The mantles, the shawls, the purses. The lace, they had lace gowns and linen vests and handkerchiefs and capes. And then, they would smell good too. And then, instead of perfume, there would be rot. I'm going to make y'all smelly. And the residual effect, look at us. I'm not talking about the actual, now, in their case here, that was true that, because they were in a captivity. But in our case, we still rotten. We rotten. Our behavior, our men and women alike are so rotten. And they always try, folk want to be like us. That may very well, but ain't nobody beating a pathway to our doorstep. Look at our behavior. Look at our brothers. Walk around with their pants on their buttocks and tattooed from head to feet. Not a tattered sense in their minds. Our sisters twerking everywhere, anywhere, however, ain't that a rotten way to be? That's rotten. There's nothing constructive and positive about that behavior. Y'all ain't lying. Instead of an apron, a rope And he certainly gave us a rope, didn't he? he certainly put it, them trees. Instead of a deer then, of beating work, of showing head. They shone our heads when we were in those slave ships, being transported to keep lights off of us. Our women and us alike came up that ship with heads showing, cut short. Instead of a rich robe, a girding of satin, and the mess they put on us was like sackcloth. A burden instead of beauty. Her men shall fall by the sword, and certainly we did in the land, and certainly we do it in transgressions, and certainly we're doing it here, residual effect, still falling by the sword. Not only our enemies, our oppressors, ourselves. Her fighting manhood in battle, and it's a battle. Well, y'all saying y'all in a war. Y'all think y'all free. Y'all in a war. We in captivity. We ain't free. This is a battle. Our oppressors kill us, and we kill each other. It's a war. Some of y'all got over here, got a little bit of that and a little bit of this, and you think, oh, I got it going on. You're in a battle, and we'll suffer the consequences, the residual effect of that battle, and still do. Her gate shall lament, and certainly our women lament and mourn over the death of our youths. Our babies are killing one another. Our babies are leading us. The residual effect of going against Yah. Over there and still now, the residual effect. And she shall be emptied, Jerusalem. And she shall sit on the ground. Our women are empty. Our women are empty because the residual effect of going against Yah. We are killing each other. Our babies are ruling our nation in this Western Hemisphere. And we don't know what the damn thing to do about it because we don't want to follow Yah. We think we can vote it out. We think we can march it out. We think we can go to an alphabet organization. It's going better. You just crazy in an alphabet organization. You're as crazy as you want to be in an alphabet organization. You're crazy as you want to be in Black Lives Matter. You're crazy as you want to be in a Democratic Party. You're crazy as you want to be in the game. You're crazy as you want to be a stripper. You're crazy as you want to be a prostitute. You're crazy if you want to be a drug addict. You're crazy if you want to be killing one another.
Like
that's
Crip.
A Crip, a gangbanger. You're crazy as you want to be, and you're hurting us as a nation. And we're hurting one another. Why? The residual effect. Going against y'all. We suffer the consequences of the captivity over there, and this last captivity, we are still some of the consequences, the residual effect, and we just don't get it. Sad to say, contrary and fellow investigative students, some of us don't want to get it. We're lying to ourselves and each other, and that's why we're stuck in this boat together. Praise y'all. Fellow students and investigators, y'all got the mic.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This is the thing with Israel today. I mean, every majority of our people are choosing these men, these women to be their leaders, YouTube, Demon Book, a.k.a. Facebook, Instagram, all tweets, all these different things. And the Most High is trying to tell us through the examples of our ancestors, through his word and stuff, not to do. And I just want to really quick read, 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 4 really quick here. It says, "Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel and then, when they said, Give us a king to judge us, and Samuel prayed unto Yah. And Yah said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should reign over them."
Hallelujah.
I'm going to back this up with a judge real quick. Judges 8, verse 22, with Gideon. It says, "Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, Rule thou over us, both thou and thy sons' sons also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. Yah shall rule over you." Let me back that up with the Torah. Deuteronomy 21, and verse, excuse me, Deuteronomy 17 and verse 14. It says, when thou art come unto the land which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee, and shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom Yah thy Elohim shall choose. Whom Yah thy Elohim shall choose. One from among thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. So all of this stuff right now that we see, a lot of these brothers, sisters got these imaginary crowns and things walking around, claiming to be this, and people uphold them as walking, talking idols and things like that. And these are the heads on the shoulders of the people, and not the and not Yah's head on their shoulder and stuff. This is what we're dealing with today. We still continue to keep dealing with this today, and this is the biggest distraction, and this is why our own people doing dirt to each other and things like that. So I just want to bring those out real quick and I lost. But go ahead.
Ezekiel, the prophecy is fulfilled. It was fulfilled back then and it's being fulfilled today.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to say alphabet camps, but it just seems like what's happened is now the same, I want to say Willie Lynch, programming that was put on us while we were in like hard bonded slavery is being used again within the, I want to say, the brothers and sisters that are now awakening to Yah and being an Israelite. So now it's try, like, you know the 12 tribes, that false chart, you know, the whole, we're going to put Judah against Levi, we'll put the married against the single, the old against, so it's the same thing is coming in into the, it's up to us to try to fight that is what I'm trying to say, like to be the example for our brothers and sisters by getting together and being revolutionary and being unified together, old young, men, women, showing everybody that it doesn't matter what tribe you are, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we can all come together and show the Most High that we got this, that we can finally get it together. You know, this is why we're in captivity in the first place, because we can't get it
exactly
together.
Exactly. Sister Yakira, that's very important what you say, because the antidote is left. Yah always leaves an answer, a solution, a way out. And the way out is unified together, cry out to the Most High, take care of one another in the process. There's three things we have to do. All this extra we doing, as my grandbaby said, you doing much. We doing called leaning to your own understanding, being presumptuous in our actions. So Yah left instructions in these captivities. He didn't say burn no sacrifices. He didn't say Set yourself up a king in the land. Set yourself up some princes. Because you don't know who the hell you are, truth be told. I mean, Yah took all, he had a reason for taking our identity of nation, not of nation, but of tribes, because he knew what we go with it. We always try to go extra. Always try to show up, show out, showboat, and have no substance behind what we're doing. Neither no authority.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sister Yakira. Thank you.
All praise.
Praise Yah.
So, Isaiah chapter 3, a lot of Israelites that are waking up don't refer to Isaiah chapter 3. We refer to Deuteronomy 28, yeah, the prophecy of Moses. But they call Isaiah the eagle-eyed prophet. And the fact that Isaiah, the third chapter, fits us and no other people on the face of the planet. Because sisters probably say, wow, yo, the Most High said, what? Because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with their heads held high with seductive eyes to go along with their menacing steps. He said, he's going to turn that into what? Instead of balm oil, there's going to be a stench. Anyway, did that happen to us? Yes, it happened to us.
Still is. Still is.
3 months, on those slave ships, we stacked because we couldn't go nowhere. We couldn't wash, couldn't do anything. And those ropes, instead of belts, was tying us down. And it said, instead of well set hair, a plucked out scalp. Is that why sisters be wearing extensions today? European white women, they got the long hair. They ain't worried about their hair being plucked out. This fits us more than anything. Instead of clothes, a robe was sackcloth and branding. Yeah. Every master that owned us put their branding iron on our behinds, like we were chattel property. And what happened? He said, your metal fall by the sword. And that's that Willie Lynch. Yeah. Psychological warfare. They tied the strongest brothers up between a horse, two horses, tarred and feathered him, and had the horses go in two different directions in order to rip the brother apart. And everybody saw it. Your mighty ones will fall in battle. Yeah, we fight in every war this country's ever been in. And then we come home, we still got a battle on our hands, don't we?
The war ain't never ended for us. And Katria, in support of the alphabet boys and girls, and the way they did tie men, they would sodomize the men in front of the women and the young men. They took their manhood away from them. You know that? Y'all didn't know that, did you?
Mm-hmm. And guess what? It makes us an angry people. That's why we angry. Why are we so angry? Why we like, you know, just pop off? This is like in our genes because we've been going through it so long. So we've lost a lot. Huh?
We're traumatized.
No doubt. We are traumatized. But Yah, he put us in a situation, right? He describes every situation that he put us in. He says each one by another. Yeah, and the people will be oppressed, each one by another, and each one by his neighbor. Youth will assault the elder. That's what's going on. They used to have a thing where these gangs would get into a gang, a one-punch knockout. Remember that? They was knocking out older guys with one punch.
Right.
Who does that to the elders? Only us. So y'all think Deuteronomy 28 describes us? No, Isaiah 3 really goes in.
Praise God. And you're right, God. I'm glad you pointed out to the fellow students that this picture is being painted in this chapter.
It ain't nobody else,
but it was then and in now. The residual effect of this prophecy is still held true. Y'all didn't lie, but there is an answer for that. There is an answer. We always say, come together, just like we do on this show. Elder, youth, our young men, young women, children listening to the show. Abiyah, New York City. Hello, 6-year-old grandson. He loves the Real Talk for Real People show. He loves it so much. He called me Soup because he don't know how to say soup. He said Soup. And he called Cartrell Coattail because he don't know how to say Cartrell. He loves this. He loves us. it's just true. I'm not lying. And he has a flag of the nation. He was not happy. And then here's how this show has an impound effect upon people. All praises to Yah. And when they got him to stand up to set a flat, you know, pledge allegiance, he said, I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that. I like that little fella. I like that little fella.
Shout out to Little Gregory.
And Little Gregory. Shout out. Well, Katya, that was a beautiful study that you, I mean, bro. You did a great job, bro. Ezekiel, you did a wonderful job. Sister Yakira, you did a wonderful job. Now we're waiting on the best. What you got to say, my sister? Sister Yehudi?
I was trying to rest my voice, but that's in a mouthful.
Okay. Look, I'm going to get you tomorrow. You can hide, but you can't. You can run, but you can't hide. I'm going to get you.
I'm trying to save my voice. I'm going to listen to the young folks. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Well, Contrail, we've come to another segment of this investigative study, praise Yah. And that is a beautiful song. And I believe that song is chapter 146 of Psalms. If my memory serves me correctly.
It's 145, my brother.
Okay, you know, my finger broke sometime, praise Yah.
another song by our great king, King David. He gives us so much wisdom through the lyrics of his songs. Yeah, I love King David.
You and me both.
The fact that he wrote these songs that gave me inspiration when I was young, gave me strength, gave me vision, because I didn't, you know, read any other anything else but the songs. And
exactly.
I try to master them.
Right.
Because they give you so much things to meditate on, and it helps you connect with the Most High. How do you talk to the Most High? How do you get the Most High to answer you when you're, like, in trouble? So, I'm in the songs, bro.
Bacatria, and it shows forth. It shows forth your diligence in your studies, and it shows forth when you go over these studies. It showed that you put in work. Praise God for that.
Well, the Most High invested in me. He said, yo, you're not going to kill yourself, boy. I've invested too much in you. You're going to live, and I'm going to show you joy. And I praise Yah that he showed me love and joy, because there is love in the world. At 14, I'm like, there's no love in the world, Yah. Stop the planet. I want to get off.
Well, anyway. Before you get started, you were 14 years old when you felt that way.
Yeah.
What compared you to feel that way at that time?
Listen, man, at 14 years old, it was all kind of tragedies and stuff going on, yo. Dr. Martin Luther King got shot. Malcolm X got shot. There was a lot of stuff going on, especially in Harlem, bro.
Right.
I couldn't adjust to the city life because I lived in the suburb.
I grew
up in Queens.
Right.
We had a front yard and a backyard, apple trees, a grapevine on the side. When my mother moved to the city, it was culture shock. I just couldn't handle it at that time.
But a lot of folks don't know that, and I wasn't going to put your business out on Front Street like that. But Cartrell was feeling some sort of weight, like we all do. And these songs, and its connection with Yah is what pushed him forward, because otherwise we wouldn't have had a Cartrell. Praise Yah and bless his holy name for that. And I'm so happy that he got into this, he put his life work into these studies. And as I said, it shows forth. And it saved him. And it can save you too. Go ahead, Cartrell.
There is a rap record that came out that relates to my story. It goes something like this. Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. Not to lose my head. It makes it worse sometimes.
It certainly was that song.
That was me, bro.
Yeah. It certainly was those times, my brother. I feel you on that. I can attest that those times when we grew up here in Cartrell, those were trying times. They were dangerous times, just like they are now. And just like they are now for our young men and young women and our children, they have trying time and dangerous time. But Yah was there for Cartrell, and Yah was there for me. Unbeknownst to me at that time, Yah was there for me. He took Cartrell through, and he took my dumb behind through. Praise his name. Take an ex-food's advice. Listen to these songs. Study. Turn them over. Don't go for no warm, fuzzy feeling. Go to get some knowledge, okay, and apply it to your life so it can help take you through trying and hard and difficult times. Go ahead, Cartrell.
So with songs like these from our king, King David, when you hear it, you're going to be inspired, right? So we gave you the background, my background, 14 years old, stop the planet, want to get off. Y'all said, no, I'm not going to stop the planet. I need you. And I turned to the songs. And these are the songs that inspired me. I will exalt you, my Elohim and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. How are you going to bless Yah's name forever and ever if you don't live forever and ever? See, King David knew the keys to everlasting life. That's why he says things like he says it. And we sing things like, make it last forever. We're the only people that sing about forever. I don't know if you noticed that. But the everlasting life is planted in our midst. And King David in his songs, he's like, keep sweat, make it last forever. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day, how many days? Every day will I bless you. And I will praise your name. Here you go again. forever and ever. Great is Yah and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another. And that's what all mankind should be doing, praising the works of Yah. How he made the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, and the earth. He questioned Job. Do you know how I did these things? Job couldn't answer him, could he?
No.
One generation shall praise your works to another and will declare your mighty acts. That's what we're supposed to be doing because we saw the mighty acts of Yah, but we lost our nationality, our ethnicity, our culture. Most people remember, you know, the acts in their history. That's why American history is so important to Americans. So the mighty acts that Yah did for us, we're supposed to declare to every generation that comes. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works, I will meditate. How many of us meditate on the works of Yah? Are you listening to science and their Big Bang theories? People will speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. They will burst forth in speaking of your abundant goodness. They try to say that God of the Old Testament is a mean and angry God. No, Yah is good. Yah is merciful. He hasn't judged the earth since Noah's time. How long has that been? And men have been evil, more evil than even in Noah's time.
Exactly.
Yah is abundant in goodness. He feeds every living thing and will shout joyfully of your righteousness. Yah is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Yah is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All your works will give thanks unto you, which is what they're supposed to do. Everything that Yah created is supposed to thank him. He's our Father, the Creator. And your godly ones will bless you, those who really know you. We're going to bless Yah. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. We should be blessing Yah. Then
we
speak of the glory of your
children. We do that all the time.
Gotta bless Yah. You want him to bless you? You gotta bless him. It's an interactive relationship.
Right. Praise Yah.
They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your might. Can man's might compare to Yah's might?
I don't think
might
so.
Think that.
They hear the day going tomorrow.
Most I said, I breathe on you and you wither and die. You like grass to me. I just blow on you, you die. That's what you're doing in Colorado, right? People running for their
exactly.
lives.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the
blowing on
you. With that fire. Yeah.
Right? To
exactly.
make known to the sons of mankind your mighty acts. So now these days, they don't say it's an act of God. Oh, it's an act of God. Colorado, some fires, some floods, some tornadoes, some hurricanes, some earthquakes. These are mighty acts of Yah. They don't say act of God no more, but we know they are. And
right.
the glory of your majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. So ain't nothing new. Yah's kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. And anybody trying to throw something new into the mix? No. It don't work like that.
No.
Yah is faithful in all his words. He's what? Faithful in all his words and holy in all his works. So we trust in Yah's words. That's why we're trying to explore and find out what he said. And every
Amen.
Word of Yah should be red lettered. That's just me.
Praise
Yah supports God. All who fall. Yah supports all who fall. Have you fallen? And has Yah picked you back up?
Many
when you
times.
Fell and he picked you back up, did you give thanks to him?
I
you're going to fall.
I certainly did. I certainly did.
Well, you're human. You're man. You're going to fall. But Yah supports you if you were his program.
Right.
And raises up all who are bowed down. Yeah, under oppression, we all bow down. He's going to raise us up. Trust his word. What? What did we say? Yah is faithful to his word. He's going to raise up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you. That's what it should be, right? All eyes
sure.
should be looking for Yah. I don't know how many eyes. I don't know if all eyes are looking for Yah. I know my eyes are looking for Yah.
My eyes certainly are too.
And you give them their food in due time. So he's talking about all creation. Because the ant looks for Yah for food, the worm, the bird, the fish, the lion, the tiger, the bear. All creation looks to Yah for their food.
You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Just like I said, the worm, the ant, the roach in your house. Yeah, you them too. Yah is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. Yah is near. Yah, where's Yah? To all call on him. Yah's not in heaven waiting for you to come see him, walk through the pearly gates. Yah is near. You can't see him. He's like air, right? Air is there. Can you see it? Can you touch it?
I breathe it.
Can you smell it?
I breathe it.
Can you put it? Huh? Oh, as long as you're breathing it, you're good. You know what I'm saying? And Yah is like the air you breathe in, but you got to be right. He says, Yah is near to all who call on him. Anybody that don't call on him in truth, though, to all that call upon him in truth. You can't just be calling on Yah like he's some kind of genie and he gonna fulfill your wishes. You have to be with Yah's program. And when you're in trouble, when you need him, when you call upon him, when you need him, he's going to answer you because he's near to you. Matter of fact, he said, I'm in your very mouth. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. And your desire's got to be in line with his program. He will also hear their cry for help and save them. Yah watches over all who love him. Do you love Yah? Or you don't even know Yah yet. But he will destroy all the wicked. How much of the wicked he's going to destroy? All of them. My mouth will speak the praise of Yah. Hallelujah. We say praise Yah every day. Because he needs to be praised and honored and exalted as long as we live. And all flesh will do what? Bless his holy name. Forever and ever. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bless.
And as Scott Jill said, let me point out to you, if you missed it, Yah is not your good luck charm. He's not your genie. You have to be in the program. You have to be in the codification. You have to be contrite and humble and not say that you did something, but take an initiative to stop doing what you did. It's okay. It's okay to be sad. Be I'm sorry I'm caught. Don't be sorry that you caught. Be sorry that you caught, but be compelled to change and stop doing what you're doing because sooner or later, the Most High is not going to see it as a mistake. He's going to see it as a choice of action. And also have a new heart, just like King Darwin. Be humble. Love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Put your focus on Yah. Stop putting your focuses on men and women. They can't do anything for you just like Yom Suf Arif because he can't do anything for himself and they can't do anything for you. And also, love your brothers and sisters as the Most High loves you. As King David said, I love my brothers and sisters as I love myself. And then again, if you don't love yourself, the evidence shows. Look at us. Look at us in these so-called hoods, these so-called dark places, so-called black hoods, are really a misnomer. A black hood is a dark place. That is not Hebrew hood, Israel hood. That's a dark place. And certainly the evidence speaks for itself. It is a dark place because we don't love ourselves and we hate anything that remotely looks like us. We're willing to kill it. Talk about it, steal from it, cheat on it, and so on and so forth. You have to get away from that. Learn to love you and see yourself as the Most High see you. And then you can see your brothers and sisters as yourself. And then thirst after righteousness. You can't get enough of this, and you shouldn't get enough of it. If you get so tired, well, I didn't have enough. I don't need no more study. I know all I can know. You're a plum fool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so.
Plum fool. Okay.
My brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I felt a little left out here because y'all talked about the old times and what it did to you. Like, when Cartier, excuse my voice,
yes,
talking
ma'am.
About what it did to him back in the 60s as well as we went through some turbulent times.
You better believe it, sister.
Vietnam War. And as a child, seeing Detroit, because I always in the city, in flames. was amazing to me. This is a childlike thing. Didn't know.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm thankful that my grandmother sat me down and talked to me because I saw on the news how they put water holes on us and dogs.
Right.
And that's when she broke down and told me when she was a child, she witnessed a hanging.
Right.
I was wondering why she wasn't, as I got older, she wasn't bitter. And she said because she reads the scripture.
Right.
It's not smart. That you love your enemies, but you show love to your people.
Right.
Does that make sense? And like contrary on you both, we have said, I've seen it. We're angry. We've been disenfranchised, and then the things we do to ourselves.
Right.
And it was an awakening to us. That was a part of history that we were coming and remembering. People would deny that, but that's what it was. And as
right.
we say that it stopped. And I always said they were messiahs. Malcolm
right.
X, Martin Luther King, none of them were perfect. We're not talking about that. And so many others that came before and after. And look what we allowed to happen. And we got so upset, we start burning our own stuff. Frustrating.
Yeah.
And the beautiful Psalms, when we change our inner self, you don't want to hurt your brother. You don't want to hurt your sister.
No.
You don't want no harm to come.
True.
Scenario when you see, like when you talk about that 14-year-old, this is what has happened. We have to be ready and prepared spiritually and be thankful that we are here. That we aren't threatened because anything can happen to any one of us.
Hallelujah.
That's a fact. We have to keep supporting one another. I may talk more tomorrow, but
you can see that 14-year-old, he's armed and dangerous. He's 14, like I was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he don't got his head in the world. He don't care about his life. He don't care about the cops shooting him. But he's not reading Tanakh like I did. And this
right.
is one of my favorite Tanakhs because I found out that Yah is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in mercy. Yah is
yep.
good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. And when you fall, Yah supports all who fall. And I felt like that I had fell. And he raises up all who are bowed down. I felt like I was bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, which he made me do. Start looking to me. Start seeking me.
But
and
you know,
will
right
your food in due time. And Yah has never let me stumble and fall to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this, Sister Hood and Katriel. And I'm going to let Sister Yakira and Ezekiel make their comments. I didn't know the Torah at that time, like Katriel, because I was around about his age, too, when the riots in Sister Hood. And I was in a riot. I was part of the riot, me and my brother. I didn't have to knock. I had a mother that did not. And so someone saw us in the crowd in the riot, throwing ballers and doing called all kind of mayhem and whatnot. And they went home and got our mother. And my mother came up to on this main thoroughfare. That we were on throwing bricks and bottles and school buses, anything that had a white person in it. We were slaying. We were slaying like David, you know, throwing with that. And I hear my mama calling right now. You know, she called my name. And I knew the way she called my name. I stopped in mid-throat because I loved and respect my mama. And she said, you come here, you and your brother. And I sheepishly came, get in this car. I got in the car, and mama gave me some get right when I don't know what, I can't recall, but I had the kind of mother didn't play. And I'm 14 years old with guys rebel against their mother. I was never that way toward my mother. I was never, I was not, never type guy, you so-and-so be, and no, I ain't do no kind of mess like that. You know, and mama said, even at 14, I was a football player in high school. I was quite popular and everything, but Mom says, I respect the protocol and procedure. So when mom came and got my brother off that big therapist slinging rocks and bottles at anybody that looked white, you know, during the riot, that's why I tell you, I don't do riots now. because there's no solution in riots. I do the Most High. But praise the Most High and bless his holy name.
We had the option to join the Black Panthers.
Yeah.
And he's recruiting young brothers like us at 14, the Black Panthers.
Right. But praise and bless the Most High. They have a mother like I had.
Your mother and my mother, too. Because my mother wasn't playing that.
Well, I didn't have no problem, so. But, you know, that's why I admire, as far as Malcolm X brought himself up, and I read a lot of his stuff, that people who have done things, that he brought you to a point and you changed.
Right.
Well, I find those people are more humane, more giving.
Right.
Not to say that you've got to do anything negative or wrong, but once you get a hold of their truth,
right.
They hold on to it, and they grow.
Right.
And it just depends on who you are. It's like we need to stop looking down on people.
Exactly. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And I get tired of it. All have value.
Praise
all of us. We all have intellect and intelligence. It has nothing to do with speaking a language. It's comprehension. I don't care any big word or little word. We all have something to offer.
Sister Judy, just like our two wonderful wonderful young brother and young sister. I mean, I love hearing Sister Akira rap. I love hearing Ezekiel rap, you know, because we all got something to offer. We need we're tethered together by the hip. So we all got something. I love to hear him rap.
That's the lesson we're supposed to take away from the story of Job.
Right.
Just piggybacking off of the elders, I, like, during my little 3 weeks of me healing myself, well, not healing myself, obviously, but getting closer with the Most High, Psalm 41 came out, and it's a psalm for healing, and I just thought that was something I prayed about, and that number just came into my head, and I turned to it, and that's what it was. So I was just like...
Well, you care to share it? Hold on, don't just say it. You care to share it with the student? I mean, open your book up, read it. I mean, don't just hold it to yourself.
Sure, I'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the book of Psalms, chapter 41, verse 1.
Okay.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. Mm. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me and heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whispereth together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful. Exactly. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity and settest me before thy face forever.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. And say loud to that.
Wow.
Praise
God. Don't say other and other stuff.
Yeah.
Huh?
Praise
just how Patriot says, you talk about forever. You know, that goes in the line exactly what I've been studying. I went to Daniel 9 and read that. It's a prayer for Israel about us sinning. And that's the key here is to acknowledge
your sin. The Most High is not going to help you. He's not going to save you if you don't start with yourself first. Just like he's going to judge us first, you got to start with yourself first and stop worrying about what everybody else is doing around you, because as Elder Ezekiel told me in private counsel, you cannot control anybody else but you.
Hallelujah.
You can't control, you can't be distracted by this that's going on around. You know, that we know about the fear. Don't be scared. That's what the Most High is like, do you really believe in me? Because if you believe in me, you'll just ignore. Don't ignore. Know what's going around. Know what's going on, but don't be scared of it. That's mm-hmm. all. Just look at this. You might be, you know, this disease that's cleaving, you know, to people and stuff. You know, please be faithful and understand the Most High got you. And that's all I want to say. Like, you know, I was going through it, and I went into them Psalms, and every time he saved me, Israel, every time I'm going through something, he saved me with something in the Psalms or Proverbs, and it just really brings back, like, this trust of, like, a father, for real. Like,
yeah.
You know, you really do feel him. So I'm going to be quiet now.
Psalms are Torah too, because mm-hmm. the psalm you just read came with instructions. Everything you read in there was instructing you how you conduct yourself. It started with what? Being considerate of the poor. That's how you win favor
right.
with Yah. And people being considerate of the poor is such a hard thing for people to do.
Mm. Yes.
Not for me, bro.
Wow.
I don't know why it's not for me, because I guess when you grow up in a household with 7 brothers and 5 sisters, bro, you know, I wasn't poor, I was poor. And even that being said, the Most High blessed us. And so
yeah.
I have some appreciation for people in that situation. I have some appreciation for folks when they get their light turned up. I have some appreciation for folks can't eat. And that's why I try to do what I can when I can for those I can. Because, mm-hmm. And that's what I told y'all about the people in the classes for the 2 years I was pretending to be slow. Mm-hmm. I have some appreciation for mental ill people. Because
right.
I've been in this place.
But we can see that Yah puts godly people, because the song you read sound like Job's song, right? So like
mm-hmm.
this is a song that Joe would say. My friends turned against me, even though they sat at my table and ate my bread. And he's calling for Yah to be grateful to him. And that's what you got to do. Why am I in this situation, Yah? Heal my soul. I know I sinned. I ask you for forgiveness. And when your enemies speak evil against you, it's like, you know, it's almost like Joe's friends want him to die.
Right, you know, it's saying, it's like, you know, there's Psalms in there, it's like, it's not my enemy, it's like my close friend that turned on me, which hurts me even worse, and you can feel the lament in King David's, like, soul. So, you know, that's how I was feeling, because you all know on the channel what's happened to me in the past, so that this really has, like, allowed me to as you would close that chapter and move on. And that's what we need to do. And that's true healing, is not holding on to the past, because you can't be present and focus on what Most High Yah need you to do if you're stuck in the past.
And you have to change and build up your integrity.
Right.
Like the 12th verse said. That's for me.
Yeah.
You uphold me in my integrity. If you
right.
didn't have any integrity, Yah would not be upholding you.
And you can't let them
have integrity.
Right. You can't let nothing in your past pull you down and make you equal to it or lower you from what they're doing. Anything or anybody in your past, you can't allow that to make you less than what the Most High would have you to be. Well, let's hear from Ezekiel. Ezekiel, you gonna say something? You gonna be quiet over there tonight?
I'm here. I'm just waiting for everybody. I got patience, you know.
Aww.
I could. When it's time for me to speak, I'll speak.
Hey, ain't that much to have you to speak. Speak up, shut up, and sit down. Now speak up.
Okay, keep on.
You talking to a Levite, Ock. You better be careful.
Yeah, he don't know that law about don't forsake a Levite. You better chill for that voice of yours get muted.
Hey, look here. You think the Most High gave me this voice because you don't know what I am. A commanding voice like this. The Most High didn't give a commanding voice like this for the peep squeak, okay? Now, stand up, speak up, and sit down, okay?
Can Isaac Hayes step in and say, can I rap on now, please?
Rap on, brother, rap on.
I'm just listening, and every script is coming to, you know, my head.
You're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Every script is coming to my head about what's all being said and what's being told and experiences from right now, even brothers, sisters who's listening and stuff. But I just wanna read these two verses. Well, two quick books real quick for, you know,
call me.
His word, because I really wanna let his word speak, and you know, I just be quiet. But I'm gonna go to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7, and basically it's the Most High speaking to Joshua before they crossed over the Jordan into the land. It says, "Be thou," verse 7, "only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law," or Torah, "which Moshe, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For Yah, thy Elohim, is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And I'm just going to back that up with Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 5. And it's coming from the Most High through Moshe. "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yah, my Elohim, commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who has Yah so nigh unto them, as Yah, our Elohim, is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this Torah, which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thyself diligently. Keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons." So everything that we read from Isaiah, to get the correction, from hearing the Song of David, putting all his trust, having courage in the Most High, from Sister Yakira, Sister Judith, Elder Katriel, and you know, little Yan Su, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're getting all the experience understanding of, we have to have this trust. we have to have this trust and this faithfulness in the Most High, and that's all he's looking for. Like I said, I don't care about what's really going on. I mean, I hear a word of it, but that ain't my business. That's between them and the Most High. My focus is to meditate on him, and all this other distractions in the world and stuff, I ain't got time for that. I don't need to be dealing with that. And in the spirit of fear, he ain't created us with that. So why do you open the door for this fear to come in you? Fear causes depression, clouds your judgment, your senses, everything. It's a doubt.
Cause you to lose the blessing.
Say that again, Elder.
Fear caused our people to lose their blessing when they were going into the land of Canaan. If fear, people make us look like grasshoppers. You can't do it. Your fear caused you to lose your blessing.
That's right. So why deal with fear when you have the Most High back you up in all things? Put all your faith in him, and he'll give you your heart's desire. He'll let you prosper.
Thank you, bro.
Not only that, but you're violating a command of Yah when he says, fear not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, all right, then. Time is going by, and the most important thing that you should glean out, Ezekiel said a lot of important things, but the most important thing he said, and Cartrell validated, fear not. Don't let them have you run around here like Chicken George with your head cut off, and you know, and don't do that. Don't, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to get you into a state of fear. That's how you get sick, and that's how you lose your blessings, okay? I want to thank Sister Yakira, Brother Ezekiel, Sister Yehudi, and Cartrell. And most important, I want to thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov to bring us together to help explore his word, to help share with you the exploration of his word and the application of his word. May the Most High bless you. We don't know where you're going, but you're fitting to get ready to get out of here. I've said that you need a new heart. You need a new spirit. You need self-examination. Fellow investigators, you want to say goodnight to the people or whatnot?
One nation under Yah. Yah will gather. .us. Help us
gather
this nation together.
Go to their website. Go to their website.
Oh, God bless you all. Good night.
Thank you, sister.
Love
thank you,
you
sister. Was that Sister Yakira?
Love you all. Love you all.
Love
thank you,
too.
Sister. We love you, too. Sister Hootie?
Love you, too, sister. I told y'all, Shalom, I'm coming from the sister.
Okay,
Elmo.
Please put him away.
Will somebody stop tickling me, Elmo, on the show? Okay.
We got to get that helium away from Ezekiel.
Man, hey, man, you'll never get nowhere smoking the helium, okay? Get close to y'all.
You better stop making the fun of me. I'm tired of it. Stop fooling with me.
So
I'm calling our Heavenly Father.
So see who you have anything you want to say?
That's the child in him.
Go ahead, Sister Judy.
That's the child in him. And you know, I'm so proud of you, Yasu.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
But you got real quiet for a while. It was nice. And you was listening attentively to everybody.
Shut up, Sister Judy.
Hallelujah.
Cadriel. Cadriel.
Yes, sir.
Shalom. Praise the Most High. Bless his holy name. All our soul and all that is within us. We love you, Yah. And we love y'all. And we love these students. May the Most High bless you. The air we breathe don't belong to us. It's true. Shalom. Good night.
Why don't they find a solution to what? I can